Tuesday, March 16th. Pretty full day from a schedule viewpoint, with the Irish Prime Minister arrival and meeting this morning, plus a number of other miscellaneous appointments, cabinet meeting this afternoon, and some other odds and ends. President managed to stay pretty heavily involved. The one meeting in the afternoon was with Dole and Mitchell, at Dole's request, and he used it primarily just to review his plans and programs, although we had been told he wanted to get in to complain about the White House contacts and that sort of thing. But Mitchell and me sitting in kind of shot that down. He is making a big pitch for his programs on blacks, youth, and senior citizens. Urged presidential activity in the senior citizen area in May, which is Senior Citizens Month. Wants us to build up Art Fletcher in the black area and to meet with his group of youth advisors to try and help in that direction. He also repeated his usual pitch for White House speechwriting help. Overall, it was a pretty constructive meeting. I sent in to the president a letter from Moynihan that got him fairly disturbed because it made the point that businessmen everywhere he goes are very upset with the administration and its policy of repression, that they're getting this feeling from their children, and that we don't adequately have a program for active defense on the part of businessmen who are with the administration. He also got into the problem of a mayor's meeting, which I guess came up at the cabinet meeting and then in a session with Ehrlichman, and is very distressed that he's forced to meet next week with a group of mayors on the basis or for the reason that the publicity is out that he hasn't met with the mayors, when, of course, he has had a number of meetings and hasn't gotten credit for them. He was obviously quite startled by the news of Tom Dewey's death, and is planning to go to the funeral if we can work it out Saturday or late Friday. He feels that it's important for him to go, especially since he's doing the Whitney Young funeral tomorrow. Plans for that are pretty well worked out, but there's a lot of possible problems. We'll just have to see how it goes when we get there, end of March 16th.